Thank you and good morning. The Citizens Advisory Committee for Measure Z has finalized recommendations and priorities for the Board of Supervisors on how revenue from the tax hike should be spent. The committee submitted a list of nearly $9 million in funding and recommended the bulk of that revenue be spent on public safety. That includes $3.5 million for the Sheriff's Office, $1.5 million for the District Attorney's Office to hire frozen positions. $2.6 million was recommended for the Humboldt County Fire Chiefs Association for equipment, dispatch, and planning. Some of the other recommendations included $400,000 for the Eureka Police Department in dealing with homeless issues, as well as for the Probation Department and the Area 1 Agency on Aging. Arcata Police responded to 7th and K Streets early this morning after receiving reports that an armed man wearing no pants or underwear had fired a shotgun. Officers en route learned that the suspect, identified as 21-year-old Arcata resident Chase Allen Horn, was now at 5th and J Streets, just a block away from a large residential party. Officers located and surrounded Horn, who obeyed commands and was taken into custody without incident. Officers recovered an assault-style rifle from the front yard of a residence where Horn had first been reported, a weapon that had been reported stolen out of North Las Vegas in August of last year. Horn was arrested and booked on several charges, including possession of a loaded firearm and possession of stolen property. United States Marshals, with assistance from the County Drug Task Force, apprehended a wanted man in Eureka on Wednesday afternoon on Purdue Street near South Broadway. Deputies arrested 25-year-old Washington fugitive Lazarus Lane, who was wanted on weapons-related charges as well as for making threats to kill in Stevens County. Lane was arrested without incident and booked into county jail and will be extradited back to Washington to face charges. Arcata Police, with assistance from the County Drug Task Force and the drug detection dog Louie from the Sheriff's Office, wrapped up an investigation into two men in Arcata by serving a search warrant at a residence on 7th Street on Tuesday. Officers contacted and later arrested 40-year-old Jonathan Scott David and 39-year-old Jeremy Todd Butler for possession for sale, and maintaining a residence used for drug sales. A search of the single-wide trailer, which was equipped with a surveillance system, turned up heroin, methamphetamine, scales, packaging materials, and other items consistent with the sale of narcotics. College of the Redwoods will lose President Kathy Smith at the end of June, and the Board of Trustees has named Dr. Keith Snow Flamer as interim president, who will take over July 1st. Snow Flamer is the current vice president of instruction and student development at Redwoods and has been in that position since 2006. He will serve as school president for the next fiscal year. Snow Flamer said in a statement that he is honored by the trustees' selection and that he was fortunate to work with outgoing President Kathy Smith. Redwoods has begun an internal search for a new VP of Instruction and Student Development. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. California's ongoing drought will have many effects as we head into the summer months, but one effect that isn't immediately evident is the effect it will have on law enforcement. Sheriff Mike Downey appeared on Talk Shop on Thursday, and the talk turned to drought and the importance of water, particularly in an area with both legal and illegal agricultural concerns. Downey pointed out that water scarcity is a concern, even here on the North Coast, and that water storage has become a big issue.
Storage has become a big issue in many parts of the county, and because people know they have to store water and to get through this year. So hopefully they're being, you know, taking logical, methodical steps to make sure that they can ensure that they're able to get through this this coming year. It's going to be challenging.
Downey also said he can foresee trouble stemming from a lack of water.
This is probably one of the most precious commodities we have. Put it up against gold, silver, or any other commodity that comes out of the ground. Right now, water is key, and I do see issues arising from this very, very problem. I mean, water is what people need to sustain themselves. So without water, their land has less value, and their ability to sustain themselves on that land becomes more difficult.
The Sheriff's Office and the DA's Office have made the environmental damage caused by illegal marijuana grows a focus of enforcement efforts, and with water getting scarcer, that focus will only grow. And that's the news on this Friday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.